Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Delegate Jason Miaris has been with us a lot over the last few months. And I'm keeping a little list of who's bold enough to come on the radio. Not just the radio, but who's writing op-eds, who's giving speeches, who's challenging some of the awful public policy decisions that have been made here in Richmond. And I've got to give him credit. He is one of the people who's done that. And I was a little surprised, Delegate Miaris, to hear that you made the big announcement that you're going to run for attorney general next year. That is a huge step. You represent Virginia Beach now, but you want to run statewide. What pushed you to make this decision?
I think at the end of the day, it was that August special session.
Yeah,
that crystallized for me more than anything else just how out of touch so many of the leaders are in Richmond and how we desperately need a check and balance to this anti-law enforcement, anti-police agenda that is being rammed down the throats of the people of Virginia. And I found it terrifying as a former prosecutor. That's what I did shortly after law school, is being a prosecutor in the city of Virginia Beach. And so I saw firsthand what works and what doesn't. And keeping violent criminals off our streets keeps our families safe and secure. And when you go back and you saw this past special session where they basically said, listen, if you're a criminal, you want to be able to sue your arresting officer in the bankruptcy, we're going to make it easier for you to do that. If you want to be able to make it easier to assault a police officer, we're going to reduce it from a felony to a misdemeanor. We're going to pass legislation having the early release of violent offenders back in our neighborhood. And so when you saw that, you saw the wholesale rejection of the very policies that made Virginia one of the lowest crime have some of the lowest crime rates in the country, I decided I just couldn't sit on the sidelines anymore. I had to get in the game.
Well, I, you know, you're not coming to this late. I will give you credit. You have been one of the vocal individuals who took a risk and spoke out publicly and loudly and frequently against these bad policy changes. My problem, Jason, I don't know how you deal with this, is it doesn't sound like the rest of the general public in Virginia is willing to acknowledge what you and I think is true, which is that the harsh on crime, the tough on crime laws that were put in place, you know, when George Allen was governor, that's worked for us. They seem to want to go the other direction. How do you convince people that we're not about to make a huge mistake until they see what I think is the inevitable, a lot of violence and destruction to a lot of lives across the state? I mean, it's a challenge.
Well, listen, I mean, I think some of it is we have a media that is somewhat broken. We can, there's a host of reasons why, but some of it is just reporters don't report the way they used to for a long time. I mean, newsrooms are gutted, but listen, it's a common sense argument. And I love the idea of having a great debate in the battle place of ideas, because you're able to go to people, and part of my job is to get around the state and communicate that message and say, listen, does it make you feel more or less safe when your child goes to school knowing that a liberal majority just ended the mandatory reporting requirement of sexual assault in schools? Does that make you feel more safe or less safe? Does it make you feel more safe or less safe that we just passed legislation giving 50% good time credit, including for child pornographers? Does it make you more safe or less safe making it easier to sue cops, making it easier to assault police? And I think when you make those arguments and then you finally look at just what we did with the parole board, where you had Vincent Martin, who, you know, was literally sentenced to 30 years in prison for an armed robbery, served 6 years. Shortly after he gets out, commits another armed robbery, is stopped by, you know, the Richmond police officer, Michael Connors, who murdered him in cold blood, was then given life in prison and then was just released does that make you feel more safe or less safe? So I look forward to the battle in the battle place of ideas, having these type of big discussions, because ultimately part of my frustration when it comes to Mark Herring is that we had legislation after legislation that literally made Virginians less safe, and Mark Herring was nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
There was nobody from his office there to testify. You can't claim that you're the chief law enforcement officer of the Commonwealth of Virginia when you refuse to stand with law enforcement. Period, end of story. And if you're not willing to do your job, step aside, allow somebody else to take the job, to do the job you should be doing.
He's running for this third term, which is unique in Virginia, that he isn't going to run for governor and try to move up the ladder, that he's willing to run for attorney general for a third term. But he seems to really be proud of what he's done in this job.
He has gone way far to the left, as we've seen so many of these politicians in Richmond. They're listening to people that literally are pushing a progressive agenda, and they're not listening to your average everyday Virginians. And I think it's a great disservice. I don't think anybody's even done a cursory following of what's happened in the General Assembly these past 12 months. And in Richmond thinks, boy, that's one party rule in Richmond's really working out great.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we desperately need to check and balance. And that's what I'm hoping to provide.
Listen, I appreciate you coming on, and I congratulate you on taking this big step into this challenge. Delegate Jason Miaris, who is the Republican who represents Virginia Beach in the House of Delegates, announcing yesterday he's going to run for attorney general in this coming year. The top spots in the state, governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general all up, and the House seats up too. So listen, keep us on speed dial. As you continue with the campaign, we want to talk to you a lot.
Absolutely. We'll be on more again. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.